city has with customers, trying to explain all the different venues of, do I want to have a cable box or a satellite box, or do I want to stream, and the pitfalls of each one. You know, it's just a, it's a wonderful, easy process for the customer. And, you know, while I can't say that my Samsung TV or my Sony TV is any better than the one that you can get from Best Buy or whoever, I can say that my installer is light years ahead of what they have.
Well, folks, this is why you got to check out Cohen's. Of course, you can always go to thinkcohens.com, but I really advise you, go by, see these folks in person there on the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard. They're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And when you stop by, be sure to find Michael, one of the great team members there, and say, hey, I heard Michael on the radio with that Joey and Eddie, those guys. Be sure to tell him that.
You know, as far as that goes, we had a guy come in on Monday. He got here before 9 o'clock and said he needed a range, said he'd heard me on the radio and everything on your channel. So everything was good. He came in on Monday, got a range.
Excellent.
Came back in yesterday, and he needed a Speed Queen dryer.
Oh, wow.
All right.
He heard us talk about Speed Queen. His wife needed a dryer. He just wanted to make sure we could get it there yesterday or today. And needless to say, in Pike Road, they're drying clothes today.
Well, I love hearing that. I really do love hearing that. Well, I appreciate it.
Your listeners have been good to us.
That's good to hear.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Got it. This top of the hour break. More news and views. Final hour coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Federal Reserve officials signal that they still expect to cut their interest rate three times in 2024, but that's despite the sign that inflation stayed surprisingly high at the start of this year. An attorney for Donald Trump says he's optimistic an appellate review will lead to the Georgia 2020 election interference case against him being dismissed and Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis being disqualified. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted a request by defense attorneys to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. JetBlue Airways cutting back in June, it will end service in Kansas City and three destinations in South America, and will reduce flights out of Los Angeles and also Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s, with the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has two bills on her desk today that were passed last night in the Alabama legislature. The first piece of legislation is the anti-ballot trafficking bill, which restricts any efforts by third-party groups to engage in ballot harvesting of absentee ballots here in the state. Alabama does not do mail-in ballots, so that is not an issue when it comes to elections. The bill does allow for those with physical disabilities to seek a helper of their choice when it comes to filling out their absentee ballot. And the second bill that was passed is a restriction on divisive concepts being taught to public employees. That bill was offered by State Senator Will Barfoot and was met with a lot of opposition from the left side of politics. However, that bill did pass the state Senate with a 25-4 vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Students that were on the bus to Williams Intermediate School in Pell City this morning are being hailed heroes for taking action when their bus driver had a medical episode. Zane Davis noticed that his bus driver did not make the usual turnoff and instead pulled into the parking lot of a nearby bank. Another student, Banks Louie, told ABC 3340 News that he remembered the instructions given to him by the driver about pulling the brakes in case of an emergency, and the student did just that. Other students called 911 to get help. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
As we call it here, in the afternoon. You know, we're just a local talk show. That's all we are. Just a humble little local talk show.
I'm good with that.
But we're growing online.
I see that.
And appreciate the love on the X platform at the Joey Clark or Joey Clark Live on the YouTube. Growing by the day. We're over 7,000 subscribers.
Wow. Now,
which is, you know, not a lot in the big picture, but...
Are you kidding me? That's pretty good, Joey.
Yeah, from where we were, I'm liking it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. In a short amount of time, too.
I began the show talking about how much I like me some Tony Bobulinski.
Yeah.
Man's got a big old pair on.
The old thumbprint there?
Yeah, the what?
Thumbprint.
Thumbprint. Never heard that. And he just remembered, though.
It's not just about sex.
All right. Thank you.
My bad.
Thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate it.
My bad.
No, Bobulinski, he's been getting into it with Democratic lawmakers all day. And apparently AOC, who is objectively attractive. Any argument from you?
I'll object to that. She is not attractive at all.
Yes, she is.
She's somewhat interesting looking until she opens her mouth.
Well, I wasn't talking about her personality. And even then, a little fight in the afternoon.
Fight with stupid people?
No. Afternoon delight. But anyway, AOC and Bobulinski got into it, apparently.
Yeah.
And here's the tape. Let's listen in.
I have a quick question. Simple. Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime? Have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
He's trying to say
specifically.
It.
Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption statutes.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the crime?
It's a category of crime.
Category.
Category. I still stand by it. This is fireworks on the 4th right here. I need to go take a cold shower.
Somebody give that horse an apple.
Well, no, I'm just talking about this exchange. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. I got to back that up. Wow. Bobulinski, baby.
Hey.
Bobulinski!
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
statute. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What category. Is the
it's a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
you
under.
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please
want me to
name
the exact statute
sir,
under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir, I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
I reclaim my time. I
I'll
reclaim
leave it
my
up
time.
To you guys
hey,
to
thank
define
you, sir. I reclaim my time.
RICO.
Clearly, what we are seeing here today is a continuation of the 15-month saga of the Republican majority lost in the desert.
Like Moses? That's a pretty good comparison. I got to go. I'd play this again. Am I allowed to play it again?
I don't care.
Tony Bobulinski, AOC. Now, this is not something I expected to see today.
I mean, it's very typical. She didn't allow him to answer the question. When he started to get an answer in, I reclaimed my time. Give her some sugar cubes.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
RICO is not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
It is a category. What is
it's
the crime?
It's a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
you
under.
Have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please
want me to name,
name
the exact statute
sir,
under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir, I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
I reclaim my time.
I'll leave it up
time?
To you guys
hey,
to
thank
define
you, sir.
Statute
I reclaim my time.
RICO.
Wow.
Also a song.
Rico's a song?
Rico Suave.
Rico.
Suave.
Suave. When did that come out? Oh, wow.
I'm going to go in very late 80s, but yeah.
All right. Rico. Suave.
I just, This is our best and brightest show?
No, it's not. These are the people that win popularity contests.
How did she even win a popularity contest?
Because she's a fairly attractive jackass who knows how to work social media.
I just don't see the attractiveness.
You and your generation.
Maybe I'm biased.
You and you, Gen Xers. And by the way, the children you Gen Xers are raising, Gen Z, man, they want to watch the world burn.
Wow.
Some of the, like, seriously, talk to a young kid these days.
Not arguing with you.
They are wise to the world. I kind of like it, and I think they're more self-starters than us, a millennial like me. I think they understand this world is so effed, excuse me, pardon me for using harsh letters, that they have to make it on their own. And they see through all the BS. They really do.
Sure.
It's a beautiful thing to behold. I think those kids are going to be the ones that
say
it. I think
they're as confused as anybody else of what to do. Okay, I see you're lying to me. I'm telling you you're lying to me, but you won't stop lying to me.
No, but daggum. Now, I was, growing up, I'll admit, I was a Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
Now, I remember watching mostly the cartoons, and Doug. Then I do remember all that.
Remember Doug, all that, the show where they
Rugrats.
Rugrats, all of them.
Double Dare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, actually, Double Dare's, I pulled one up on YouTube for nostalgia's sake. Double Dare's still kind of fun to watch.
I bet. It was an entertaining show then.
Yeah. Do you remember the temple thing where it's like a puzzle temple show?
Oh, yes, yes.
And then the video game show. So, yeah, I remember all these. Yeah. Nickelodeon shows.
Oh, son, same age, so yeah.
And then they started getting into, you know, more of the, like, Drake and Josh. Yep. And this is where I'm getting older and not really paying as much attention.
Just the audience was maturing is what I thought.
What's the one that was with Hillary Duff and LaBeouf, right? Even Stevens?
Even Stevens?
Or something. I don't know. I don't remember that. Again, as you get older, these aren't the ones I watched all
Clarissa
the time.
Clarissa the Teenage Witch.
I like her.
Yeah, me too.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes.
I remember that one. The cat. I like that cat.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, he was just never happy, like all cats.
Right.
He could just talk and verbalize it. Yeah. But how about this, folks? Nickelodeon's quote-unquote House of Horrors, inside the abuse allegations aimed at Dan Schneider's kids' shows.
Whoa.
So I'm going to read this from the New York Post. But first, here's the guy in question. Now, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. There are a lot of fat guys out there who are just great men. But look at this guy.
Yeah, I remember him from the shows. Yeah, I specifically remember him.
Here's what the New York Post writes. Brian Hearn never became a big star like Amanda Bynes, Ariana Grande, or Drake Bell when he was one of the many child actors in the Nickelodeon universe that dominated children's TV in the late 90s and early aughts. Because of his outspoken mother, he ended up being one of the lucky ones. Hearn, now 35, was let go in 2003 from All That, the kids' sketch series that featured Bynes, Kenan Thompson, and others, after 2 years. He claims it was least partly because his mom, Tracy Brown, was too mouthy about what she saw as strange and inappropriate behavior on the set, which was run by the then king of children's television, Dan Schneider. It was a house of horrors, Brown said on the new and harrowing four-part docuseries, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. It's premiering Sunday and Monday on Investigation Discovery. Quiet on Set rips the facade off writer-producer Schneider, now 58, and his enormously profitable but toxic juvenile show business factory that churned out iconic hits such as The Amanda Show, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, Sam and Cat, iCarly, starring young actors like Jamie Lynn Spears, Jeanette McCurdy, Miranda Cosgrove, and Victoria Justice. The series reveals a nightmarish world in which at least three convicted sex offenders, production assistant Jason Handy, it's a hell of a name.
Wow.
Production assistant Jason Handy, animator Easel Chanel, and dialogue coach actor Brian Peck. All convicted sex offenders were on staff with full access to children. All were convicted after they had been hired for the shows.
Ooh.
One female writer recalls on screen being told to lean over a desk and pretend she was being sodomized, among many egregious examples of the toxic workplace overseen by Schneider. Quiet on Set illustrates the unsettling sexual undercurrents of the shows, with Peck playing Pickle Boy, a goofy all-that character who interacted with the cast and guest stars like Ray Romano while carrying a tray of what Brown in the series called pickles that look like penises. Have you ever gone down the Disney rabbit hole of like the sublimated sexual imagery and those stuff? There's something to it.
Definitely.
All that actor Leon Frierson speaks in the docuseries about the discomfort he felt playing a superhero character called Captain Big Nose, wearing tights and underwear with a prosthetic nose and matching noses on his shoulders that he said look like penises and testicles. In one scene, Captain Nose lets out a giant sneeze, spewing goo on the faces of a young actress. The joke in that sketch is effectively, words I'm not going to say here on the radio, but y'all know, if you know. Quiet on Set includes interviews from former Nickelodeon actors including Hearn, Raquel Lee Belay from The Amanda Show, Katrina Johnson, Giovanni Samuels and Kyle Sullivan from All That, and Alexis Nicholas from Zoe 101. Two writers and a director also described alleged bullying behavior on the show sets, much of it by Schneider. High-profile Nickelodeon vets like Bynes, Jamie Lynn Spears, and McCurdy are mentioned and seen in clips but did not participate in the docuseries. Schneider was let go after two Viacom-CBS investigations in 2017 and 2018 that found he had committed no sexual misconduct but had been verbally abusive on set.
Dude.
Wow. And it does bring back memories. I remember some of these shows, and it's like...
I remember the shows. I just had no idea what was going on in the background.
Right.
But you said they were convicted afterwards.
Well, here this goes on. In the best-selling 2022 memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died, McCurdy refers to someone she calls the quote-unquote the creator, calling the person scary and temperamental and claiming he urged her to drink alcohol as a teen starring in iCarly. The creator was widely speculated to be Schneider. Schneider has long denied any wrongdoing and issued statements to Quiet of Set filmmakers Marty Robertson and Emma Schwartz in his defense. The pair were inspired to make the docuseries after reading a 2020 Business Insider investigation into Schneider and Nickelodeon. Everything that happened on the shows I ran was scrutinized by dozens of involved adults, Schneider said in the statement. A standards and practices group read and ultimately approved every script, and programming executives reviewed and approved all episodes. One of the series' most harrowing revelations involved how Peck, now 62, sexually assaulted Drake and Josh actor Drake Bell, who's now 37, so the guy was my age, when the star was a teen. I was just trapped. I had no way out, Bell says in the series, speaking up for the first time and explaining that the abuse became extensive and pretty brutal. Why don't you think of the worst stuff that someone could do to somebody is sexual assault, and then I'll answer your question, he says. I don't know how else to put it. Drake Bell also explains how Peck drove a wedge between him and his father, who had served as his manager and constant companion since the actor was 5, convincing Bell to fire his dad so Peck, who became his abuser, could take over many of those duties. And the story goes on. This is awful. I think Bell was 15 at the time. Yeah. And that's just, ain't that America today? No. You have these fond memories of great old shows, and then you just see the horrors behind the scenes.
It sounds like there were no adults there.
Yeah. I mean, or the adults who were there were just willing to look the other way and were all in on something. No. Can we go back to Bob Alinsky?
She's got
272-9228. That's 272-9228. Sorry to get so serious, but I've been looking at that story for a few days now, and it's just horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. Who do we got here?
Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. Welcome.
Hey, Joey. Man, I got something I want to share with y'all. You know, I've been listening to y'all this afternoon. I just totally agree with you. This whole thing is just getting ridiculous. I was in a home. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's kind of sound like it's breaking up or something. But anyway, maybe it's because of what I'm going to say. Maybe the good old devil's cutting in on me or something. But anyways, I was in a home. I run a business. I was in a home just the other day, and you won't believe what I saw when I walked in the front door. They had a little cabinet sitting there as you walked into the front door, and it was a emblem of the satanic, I don't even know what you call it, you know, the goat guy with the two kids Baphomet. And all that.
Yeah.
Whatever you call that. Sitting on this little table off to the side. And then the lady I went in to see, she had... She had a medallion hanging around her neck with the emblem of the goat and the star and all that hanging around her neck. She had a little, she said it was her grandbaby sitting in her lap. It was probably maybe 4 or 5 years old. I tell you now, man, we're in a heck of a position. We have no family foundation anymore, no moral foundations anymore. It's just getting pathetic. It is really things that are happening in this day and time. When I was coming up many years ago, that was perversion.
Yeah,
and it was against the law, and people didn't do it. But it's just, man, it's pathetic. You talking about TV shows? You know, the shows that we used to get together and watch, like. Well, when I was coming up, the Andy Griffith Show, the Waltons, and all this stuff. Nowadays, everything that's on TV is ridiculous. It's dealing with crime. It's dealing with immoral crap. It's crazy, man. It's just it's crazy.
It is. It sounds like you walked into a literal Satanist house.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. I didn't spend much time there at all. I spoke to the lady, and her husband wasn't there. So in my mind, I was thinking I need to get out of here, so that's what I wound up doing. And it just blew my mind. And I don't know, man. And you know, if you don't agree with these people, it's either you agree with them or you're the enemy and they come after you. There's no talking things out, no negotiation or anything like that.
Well, and I'll try to leave you with a little bit of hope, Anonymous. I actually was watching Tucker Carlson did an interview with Ron Paul, and he was asking about how did you know all these things that have come true now in politics that people kind of crapped on you for saying all those years back. And Paul moved away from just like, oh, I read economics, this is my perspective. And he said, no, but I've always believed in a religious sense that there is a remnant out there. And the beautiful thing is, as the internet has grown, we're seeing more and more horrors that human beings can commit. But we're starting to notice that the remnant, and sometimes, folks, it'll surprise you, is larger than ever. Maybe is a contradiction of the term, but there are a lot of folks from all sorts of walks of life who are ready to make a change. And so as awful as things are, I think there's always an opportunity to grow in a different direction.
There is. But you see so many people that call themselves Christians, and then they go along with these groups that are just demonic. They are just demonic. You see, and I don't mind saying this at all, you see people that consider themselves Christians going along with the Democratic Party and the things that they support, that's not Christianity at all. You see so many churches now that are getting away from teaching the gospel, teaching the Bible. They're more into New Age stuff. And then you got the young people that are involved in that is really getting into their minds, and they think that's okay, you know. Sure. And the young folks is what will change. Some of these older people, you just won't change at all. I went into a home. This has been a few weeks ago. When I went into the home, the fellow at the home, believe it or not, this was the first question he asked me. He said, he called me by name, and he said, let me ask you this. He said, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? I said, I'm a conservative. I look at conservative ways. That's what we need to build our foundation in this country off of. He said, well, I'm a Democrat. He said, I want to know if, since I'm a Democrat and you're a conservative, would that affect me doing business with you? I looked at that man and I said, man, no, it has nothing to do with you doing business with me whatsoever. And he said, well, I know we wouldn't agree with things. I said, well, look, I don't talk about religion or politics when I visit a potential customer. And it's craziness, man. It's just pure
craziness.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I would say even for the secular out there, I think we all swim in Christian waters, and the question of our times might be, what does it mean to be Christian? Because I think the dirty secret and the hard truth of this is some of what you just described as a Democratic Party, that there's a line right there. It's where the Protestant denomination started to split, especially around the beginning of the 20th century, and it's just...
Yep.
It's a weird road Christians took, and the divisions are only getting worse. The schisms are only getting worse. And I say that as raised a Roman Catholic, so maybe I'm biased. But I'm not saying Martin Luther was wrong by any means.
No. But, you know, back then, Joey, the Democratic Party was totally different from what it is now.
Right.
Totally different. They had a different viewpoint. Now, it's ridiculous things that they go along with. If you don't agree with them, you're a racist individual. You're this, you're that, you're another. But it was totally different back then. And I'm pretty sure that Eddie understands where I'm coming from with that, because I think me and him are, you know, maybe close as far as age goes. But the Democratic Party has totally, totally changed, and it's way out there now. It's just way, you know.
And there's a book out there by a guy who I believe secular, has voted Democrat his whole life, but he's seeing the problem. Columbia professor, linguist named John McWhorter. He wrote a book when it first came in on Substack called The Elect. I think the publisher changed it to Woke Racism. But the claim and point he makes in the book is that some of this woke that we're seeing on the left, it acts like a new religion. It almost meets all, it checks all the boxes. So a lot of people from different angles are seeing this. And, well, we'll see where the world goes. Like I said, the remnant's still out there. But I appreciate the call, Anonymous. Right. I really do.
Okay, buddy. 272-9228.
That's 272-9228. Let's hit a break.
I eat.
More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move. to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up. We're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stories we haven't gotten to. We won't get into detail. I'll just read some headlines here.
New morning consult poll shows Trump and Biden tied 43-43.
I've seen these polls like this.
Dude, don't underestimate. We're early. And as much as people are turning to Trump after all the lawfare, there are a lot of folks who would be activated who cannot stand Trump.
Well, true. And I did see Biden did make a plea to local Latinos today, and he said, please, I need your help more than ever.
Also, U.S. hits new low in World Happiness Report.
I can see that. That's not a surprise there at all.
New York Times, the deep state is real and totally awesome. Like, seriously, they just did a big video on how the deep state does wonderful things for us. It's like, it's not real, but it's awesome that it's here.
No, none of that is correct.
Trump suggests a 15-week national abortion ban. It's like, well, I think that's where Germany has theirs.
Okay.
Which we'll see where that goes. I tend to be more of a states guy. Again, same. We don't have to have one national standard for everything under the sun. It's part of our problem, what's dividing us. This circuit blocks Texas law allowing arrest and deportation just hours after the Supreme Court let it keep going.
I don't understand this, Joey.
Mexico doesn't want their illegal aliens back from Texas.
Not my problem.
No kidding.
Shouldn't let them in on the other side of the border.
And new mandates came out, standards that will essentially mandate electric vehicles by 2032, I believe.
I got me one of them little scooters, Segway scooters. That's about the best.
They're not selling well, so what do we do, boss? Well, we mandate it.
But how do you mandate it when everyday people cannot afford it to begin with, just can't afford it?
Oh, and then Kim Jong-un shows up for a rocket test in his brand-new limo given to him by Vladimir Putin. Keep in mind, folks, it kind of went under the radar, but after all this stuff in Ukraine, and especially once the West and the U.S. and NATO started pushing back,
The person that keeps, or the country that keeps North Korea really on the leash is not China.
No, buddy.
It's Russia. And he gave them more capabilities. So what a mad, mad world. We're just
friend of an enemy?
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface here, folks. So many different ways we can go. But let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Joey. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I was just listening to your previous caller, Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
We agree change is constant.
Yes.
And how we adjust to change is the dilemma that we face. I, too, cannot understand how a Trump supporter can call himself a Christian. So this is coming from a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So he feels Democrats are not Christian. I feel supporters of Trump are not following the teaching of Jesus Christ, which is to love God and to love each other. So it's a two-way street.
And that's why I keep saying that I think the question of our time, even if you're secular, is what does it mean to be a Christian? Still shapes us
right
to this day.
Also, as party politics, it's all put down to the role of government. At one time, the Republican Party was the progressive and liberal party.
Yep.
That changed during the civil rights movement. So these parties, conservative and liberal issues, the role of government is what we vote on and the people we select to lead us. So I'm watching Centerville. I do a lot of Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go back and watch Andy Griffin and the Westerns that I like, that I grew up with, and tune out all of this other trash that we... Now, get this. My daughter doesn't watch TV. She gets all her information on her tablet or phone.
There you go. So, how old is she?
In her 20s.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it is, you know, whenever I go back watch Andy Griffith, like my dad loved that stuff, it just does seem like a simpler time, and now it's this cacophony of all sorts of different, like I gotta stop looking at Twitter in the morning. It's not good for your health.
But Joe, I can tell you, we're not going back at the 1950s. That's behind us. And I know a lot of, people want to go back to that nostalgic era when they felt more comfortable with the people around them and what was going on in the world. The world is changing. You missed one headline, Joey.
Hmm.
You followed this incident, but they're building more bombshells anticipating an invasion from the Russians. So check that out.
I will. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right.
Thank you. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Oh, Lord. I got to give this guy plenty of time.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit a break.
Break.
And we're coming back to Duke after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, Don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phoenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow, high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix. Then scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
The News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Vedder's still here.
I'm here.
And we have on the line the one, the only, Duke. Hello, Duke.
What up, Duke?
How you doing?
Bye. All right.
Are y'all having a church, a tent revival or something today? Everybody heart to heart or something? What's going on?
Wait, are you trying to call me a snake handler? That's very rude.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know what you do behind closed doors. It's none of my business.
No, I ain't getting no subject matter today that much. I just stuck my head in the door here and just thought hi to everybody. But one thing I did today.
What'd you do?
I stayed away from politics today, and
smart man.
And you just see how it work out. Just see how it work out, and because my wife had our 36th anniversary on the other day.
Well, congratulations, man!
Yeah.
That's 36 years.
We're veterans. Than this thing.
Y'all putting in the work.
Yeah. But she was listening to me the other day. Me and Joe was going at it, and She said that smiled at me when I got off the phone. She said, "See, you get juiced up, don't you, about this thing? You really like this stuff, don't you?" She said, "Your ass always a little auger anyway." So she said, "That's right down there."
Yeah, Duke, we've only known each other a few years. I can't imagine 36, man.
No.
We've only known each other a few years. I can't imagine being married to you for 36.
36 years.
Woo!
I hope you bought that lady a steak dinner.
Boy, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy on her, boy. She put up with my old crazy stuff, though. You know, she knows I'm a sweet guy.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just picked my head in the door for a sec.
Yeah.
It's Joey Clark. Let me tell you something, sir.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever hang up on me, don't let me know you're hanging up on me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to like that. The sling blade, man. What's the sling blade, man? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like mustard on my biscuits.
Yeah. All I'm going to say, sir.
When are you threatening with a lawnmower blade? What is...
Oh, that's right.
We weren't talking about violence on this show.
I think I've got to cut you off. Oh, sorry. I didn't...
There you go. Throw gasoline there, Joe. Throw the gasoline.
I like them tater tots in here. Yeah.
I've seen that movie in a long time.
It's a good movie, though. It's an intense movie. You know, there is that special category of movie where it's like you watch it once, you're like, amazing movie. Like, it moves you emotionally. But I don't want to see it again.
I watched it. I couldn't tell you how many different times I watched it. Mainly because Billy Bob Thornton's character.
Oh, yeah. He gets in deep.
That's not the Billy Bob Thornton I know.
Right.
I was just, wow. And he nailed it. I mean, he nailed it.
See, the Billy Bob Thornton, I feel like that was true to form, was Bad Santa.
Exactly. That's the Billy Bob I know. That's the Billy Bob I know.
Wow, what a movie.
Yeah.
No, but I'm trying to think, like, well, Schindler's List is one of those movies where it's like, you see it once, you're like, whew. That's you ever seen a Manchester by the Sea? That's another one of those movies.
I think I quit watching that one.
With Casey Affleck? Yeah. Great movie, but it's like,
There was a movie like that when I was a kid, and this is way before your time. Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, really?
It was a divorce movie. And I remember I went to the movies as a kid to see it, and I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? But I watched it as an adult. I could not make it through. That ripped me apart, man.
And we were talking the other day about, you know, going to Blockbuster. Yeah. And I remember the guy I would go with, who was a classmate of mine from third grade all through high school. He's now married kids. He's doing great. John Hales. He and I, in particular, would go to and spend like an hour in Blockbuster just looking around.
Just looking, flipping.
And then so one night, we finally make a decision. We're both like, well, I've never seen Deer Hunter.
Ooh, Joey.
Christopher Walken, Robert De Niro, and
strong movie, man.
Yeah, and when we got done with that movie, it's like we were, you know, it was late. It's like we should probably go to bed or whatever.
No,
it's
like going to bed.
You want to watch something funny?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's one of those movies that'll hit you hard.
Again, just deep, deep movie. Christopher Walken, just man, good movie.
Go back to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Man, that's the way talk radio is supposed to work. Okay. Now, you know, I hadn't said anything before, but you know, Duke brought it up. When people, they call, they make their point, they have the conversation, and the host just clicks. That's it. I feel bad because I know that's why I always, when I hang up, I say, I'll talk to you later, because I know that then that way you've got time to click, because if I don't do that, y'all will keep me on there. If I hang up, you get where it changes. It goes boop, and it buzzes in your ear, right?
Sure.
Okay. So, but it's not. You're not calling, you know, your neighbor and talking. Well, okay. Well, I'll talk to you later. Okay. Well, good to talk to you too. Okay. Well, hope you feel better. Okay. Well, thank you. Well, call us when you get home. Okay. It's not like that. It's talk radio. And that's the thing about on this station in particular, where in Montgomery, and you know, I've been listening to all radio since, I mean, I go back to Don Markwell in the 70s, and anyway, but yeah, so anyway, he's wrong about that. Yeah, when you're done with the call, you just click.
No, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Biloxi Gambler. 272-9228. Don't threaten me with a good time. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, guys. Are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Got a few shopping minutes left. 272-9228 if you want to try to get in.
Yeah, Chris V sending me a... Yeah, clip, we played it earlier, Chris, but Bob Alinsky, man, he really got AOC going there. Like, say it for me again, AOC, I like it. Explain to me the difference between an individual crime and a category. I want to hear this again.
Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statute.
Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category.
Ooh, I like it, Eddie. Say it again, AOC.
No.
Category. Let's go to Ray Balls from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Well, I got a little problem. I went and picked up my granddaughter because Morgan was getting her hair done, and she's asleep in the back of the truck. I don't know what to do. Do I take her out, bring her to the building, or do I just drive around with her?
Keep driving.
Yeah, keep driving.
You know, as soon as you stop the truck, she's going to start crying. Just keep driving.
Well, I need to get inside and do something, but she looks so cute sleeping. Wow, I didn't see this coming.
Sounds like a good day.
Yeah, it is a great day. Hey, listen, if y'all need floors, call us at 285-8117. Man, when we get done, you're going to sleep like a baby. How about that?
How about that? Again, that's 285-8117. Ask about a free in-home measurement. That way, they know exactly how much the job's going to cost, how long it'll take to get done once you pick out one of those great products, those options for resurfacing their private carpet. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Balls here on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thanks.
Bye. See you, Ray. See you, bro.
Well, did we learn anything today?
Politics is incredibly depressing.
Yeah?
I don't know if I learned that today, but that realization has come over me.
Yeah.
And I like your shirt, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I've
you
decided
write that in?
Everybody's wondering, like, who am I going to vote for?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Trump, you work on that Nazi station.
Well, your candidate starts
really
with a T. I'll give him that.
It was a Nazi. It was a Nazi man.
But I am going with Turd Ferguson, 24. What does it say there? Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. I'll be a funny president. I'm writing it in, baby. Turd Ferguson for president.
I got to be honest. Out of the three that you got running, he's in the top two, that's for sure.
Me, sir? Excuse me, sir.
Excuse
RICO
me.
Is not a crime. It is a category.
I would love Turd Ferguson to have a few minutes with her.
Oh, she might be like, oh, I've got a man already, but then Burt Reynolds walks in?
Right.
And I mean, like, Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh,
Bandit.
Yeah.
A woman.
That's it.
Turning that down.
Mm-mm. No.
You keep seeing that Sean Connery with Barbara Walters interview pop
yeah.
up?
Yeah, but Sean was okay. But he wasn't American. Bert, he was the man.
Is he your James Bond, Sean Connery?
No doubt.
See, mine was Pierce Brosnan.
I like Pierce a little bit.
Well, my first Bond movie I remember seeing was GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Which is, actually, it's still in the very 90s, but it holds up fairly well.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to some of the other ones
Pierce
after
just
Connery.
Pretty, though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
that was
but then
just
Daniel, the latest guy,
Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
he went the other route.
He's a little too rugged.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Route,
he's
man.
Not suave. And I don't know. We'll see where all that goes. Hey, looks like we're out of time.
All right,
we got to get out of here.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Greg Budell and Rosie Brock Happy Hour. Well, y'all stay tuned because they're